How do you suppose they'll treat us when we land?
I guess the kindest thing would be to drop us all on some really remote island in the South Pacific and instruct everybody to keep off. I hope they'll be kind.
Or send us back into space.
That is what I'm afraid of.
Telescope on Tycho City. Mars is around the other side of the sun, breaking orbit half complete.
Dark side of Earth. Not a single glow of the city. Nothing.
We sit quiet for half an hour after landing. Routine tests for atmosphere. Check radiation. If things are satisfactory, a scouting party will be sent out. Meanwhile, I'm open the last of the hooch. All hands not on duty report on the mess room.
When we land, it'll be late afternoon.
Yeah. Sun shining. After rain.
And by the perpetual calendar, it's the 21st of April, 2129.
SF-68.
The New Wine, adapted for broadcasting and produced by Michael McCabe. The New Wine.
Ah, I like this time of year best.
You won't get me that way. I know what I'm giving up, and for how long?
8 years. Oh, 8 years without seasons, without daybreak or sunset. 8 years of artificial air and artificial food and confinement in a metal tube 50 yards long.
55.
Oh, 55, then. Something utterly futile. All for nothing.
No, you're wrong. It's worth it, all right.
Worth losing me?
Ellen. You're a qualified biologist. Look, I can get you in. I still can.
No, I'm a coward, Hal. I couldn't face it. Sure, it's not the danger, but... Oh, the long years. I couldn't take it. I was born in the backwoods, remember? That year in New York nearly killed me, Hal. And even there you can see trees, children, grass and...
I see.
And that's just it. I don't want to have to wait years and years to have some of my own.
Oh, children. Well, I suppose we're both stubborn. I'll give your regards to your great-great-granddaughter. Maybe I'll marry her.
Oh, the time factor. Is it certain? I don't understand mathematics. To me, it's fantastic.
Look, I could go over the theory with you, but it would be wasting the little time we have. It's certain enough. The ratio, as far as this trip's concerned, is approximately 12 to 1. For us, 8 years. For the world we leave behind, a century. We return in late April, in the year 2129.
And everyone you know today will be dead.
There'll be others. Your great-great-granddaughter, for instance. We'll call our eldest daughter, Ellen.
There will be no wives for you in the world if... 2129.
You mean that, don't you? Why not?
Because it won't be your kind of world. Oh, you may return with the prestige of great interstellar explorers. They may give you medals and honors. But they won't share their lives with you. They will not be able... even if they should wish it. To telepath, the non-telepath will be like something out of a zoo.
I wonder what you were getting at. Your own project, it's running smooth, isn't it?
We're building the generators.
You've kept that quiet. Were you afraid I'd give you away?
You were too interested in what you were going to do for me to bother you with Project X, Harl. And you might have said something. Oh, as a joke, perhaps. Because I know you don't take it seriously. obviously.
Well, I can't. No, it seems so crazy.
Brocchiana Black isn't crazy.
It's just that my own thing seemed sensible. Yours didn't. Conceit, I guess.
Not conceit. There've been photographs. They've been writing up the astronaut ever since the keel was taken up to the assembly orbit. Everybody's interested in what you're doing. We are only about to change the entire nature of man. Publicity won't help us.
Tell me about it now.
You know, that is conceit. The mathematics of your voyage is right over my head, but you expect to grasp the principles of genetic mutation in just one hasty lesson.
No, don't be touchy. No, we haven't got much time. You really can produce a breed of telepathic mutants that'll supplant it?
No. It's bigger than that. Much bigger. We're going to change the human race in one sweep. Oh, there'll be no conflict between the old race and the new, because the new will be the children of the old. All the children. It's Druid's work, all the important stuff. Based on the work of a group called Dianetics in the middle 20th century. The important thing they got hold of was the ability of the unborn child to receive mental impressions from the mind of the mother. Druid was an embryologist. He knew more about the unborn child than anyone had ever known.
I have heard about that.
You wouldn't have. Astronautics make front page news. Only embryologists read embryology. Anyway, Druid had a stroke of luck. He was working on monkeys. He turned out a lot of freaks. But he also turned out a pair of twins that obviously communicated without word or gesture. The radiation he was using prevented the normal inhibition of the natural telepathic function that normally takes place at birth.
You mean anyone? Could have been telepaths. We could have communicated with others even hundreds of miles away without making a sound or a single movement.
Possibly.
Oh, monkeys are one thing, men are another.
Do you think Druid didn't know this? His assistant was a man called Whitaker. He was married. He worked with the group Druid was in. His wife had a child.
You mean?
Not that all the heroes go up in rocket ships, Harl. The child was perfectly healthy. So were the twins a year later. All three are clear and 100% telepaths. We checked.
And on this basis,
we're setting up the generators to cover the whole planet.
But without asking people, I mean, just changing everything. I mean, what about the wishes of people? Everywhere.
You can't turn science backwards. The choices between having what we plan happen over a long, long time, we're doing it in one giant step. Oh, it will happen anyway. It's the next logical evolutionary step for mankind. This way, at once, there'll be no trouble. The world you come back to will have thanked us for what we will have done.
And if I don't see it your way? If I think the world ought to be told now while it's got a chance to say no to a scientist?
You'd be violating your confidence. And anyway, I'd simply deny everything. You'd be thought mad, and you'd probably be dropped from the Procyon trip.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, that's not my world. I've written it off. Well, we can always take another trip back to Procyon if we don't like the century we land in.
And I shall be dead then. A long time dead.
Come along with us. See your great experiment in its perspective. Come back and look at the world you've helped to create in its full flowering. Oh, is it worth it, you?
No. I want to see it now.
Tomorrow there won't be any time for anything.
I know. I'll leave a message for my telepathic great-great-granddaughter that she should give you a kiss for old time's sake. I'm sure she won't grudge that. Don't come to the park gates. Stay here now. I'll take an auto cab. Goodbye, Harl.
Bye, Ellen.
Oh.
Can't we bring her in, Chopper?
We might try beaming in on some of those telepaths.
Yeah, well, even if people have grown three heads, they'll be a happy relief.
Yeah, nearly over. Well, I don't suppose any of us would have volunteered if we'd guessed what it was going to be like.
You stood it well.
I was born with a broad face and slow reflexes. I played with what I had. I don't think I could have kept going, but for the pleasure of seeing how it gave the rest of you guys the needle. The one shock, I suppose, was Lee getting killed on Porcion 2.
Mm. Yeah, well, now we'll see whether all that guts about telepaths is true or not.
Just because some dame he was friendly with spouted off about it. Just a dream, fairy. It's a dream, that's all.
Helen was a very remarkable woman. If she said it could be done, then it could.
Well, Weinberg doesn't think it can.
Weinberg didn't believe the trees on Proc 2 were locomotive until one came up behind him and darn near lifted his helmet off.
Cutting party will be sent out. Meanwhile, I'm opening the last of the hooch. All hands not on duty. Report of the mess room.
When we land, it'll be late afternoon.
Sun shining. After rain.
And by the perpetual calendar, it is the 21st of April, 2129.
Some time, ladies, I've been telling you about amazing new Biotex and how it melts out the stubbornest stains by a new enzyme method. And I had a look at our mail recently, and I found letters from listeners who are now confirmed users of Biotex. Now, Mrs. Dodkins of Florida wrote to say, "I've never used anything which cleans so easily as Biotex does. I soaked my son's motor mechanic overalls overnight in Biotex, and after washing next day, was so delightfully surprised to see them really clean and white." And Mrs. Dodkins goes on to say, "Last week there were colds in the house, and of course hankies had to be washed. I soaked them in Biotex for a few hours, and they were clean and snow white without even washing. Thank you for a wonderful product. It's an absolute boon to the housewife." All right, Mrs. Dodkins, thank you. And I hope you all remember it, ladies. The name is Biotex, and you can buy it where you live.
Well, where are they all, Harl? Just think, this, the very field we took off from, nearly a century ago, Earth time.
Where are they, Harl? Did they telepathize our coming and retreat to some more civilized solar system?
If they did, they must have smelled us out a good way beyond Centauri. Hey, look. There's an oak tree on the landing strip out there. It must be a clear 40 years old. I'll take another glass, please, Captain.
Sure. Help yourself. Could they have abandoned cities in some way? Got beyond needing them, perhaps? Cities are primitive, I suppose.
Nothing. Nobody anywhere. Not a sign.
Oh, well, thanks.
Oh, well, cities are just collections of human beings. One way or the other, you've got to have them.
Yeah. Okay, gentlemen. The air's perfect, apart from being too clean.
Too clean?
No smog. No radiation, either. Everything's fine. Mac, Steve, Hal, go out and have a look.
Now, take it easy, huh? We've got a lot of time. I'd forgotten what rain was like.
This is the worst thing that could happen. I mean, if there'd been people, any kind of people to meet us, it wouldn't have mattered that the ones we said goodbye to weren't among them, but now...
All this emptiness.
I don't know how the rest of you guys feel, but my ghosts are all around me.
No great-great-granddaughter to meet me.
They could maybe have given up America.
Maybe, Steve, maybe. But if that is so, then they've given up using lights at night as well. There were no signs of cities anywhere on the dark side.
Here, come on. We'll push on into Detroit.
Nothing.
Nothing. There's no one there. See, but we got kind of crazy at one time. We shouted and bawled at the top of our voices. We sang songs. We couldn't raise anyone. There was no one to raise.
I didn't think there would be.
Any theories?
No.
So what do we do?
Tomorrow we put up a market balloon. If there's a group within reach, you gotta fetch them. We'll have an intermittent light on it by night. And you can take the auxiliary and go hunt over the rest of the planet. Don't concentrate too much on cities. But give the bigger ones a quick scan. Take 3 or 4 days over it. Now we'll get a night's sleep under normal gravity. But out there in fresh air. Tower livable in. The control tower is the ground floor of the mess room now. We cleared the runaway while you were gone. Marker balloons up. We still sleep in the astro. No point in moving out until we know what we're going to do.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, here.
Did you find him?
How's New York?
Dead. Quite a pretty corpse. We saw a whale spouting under what was left of Brooklyn Bridge.
Paris, London, Rome?
Like Baghdad, Delhi, and Tokyo, all dead. We saw lions hunting wild boars in Rome. Hey, tell him about that, Mac.
Yeah, it was interesting. We hovered a little over 50 feet. And a lion was chivvying a couple of boars along a road. Well, they tried to swerve away, and a second lion came in from among the ruins to head them off. When they tried to get away in the other direction, there was a third lion there. The fourth was waiting for them in the piazza.
So? Well, imagine a world where all the creatures communicate on the subconscious level. Telepathy is automatic and universal.
What?
Well, are you trying? What happens in a world like this to your beasts of prey?
Well, I won't catch anything. But the rabbit knows when the fox is coming up behind you.
Sure, and however hard the cat tries, it can never get in a position to jump on a bird because the bird knows.
Telepathy. You were right,
but there's an answer. The lions had it. The beasts of prey worked together.
You mean those generators, that woman you knew?
Yeah, the generators affected the whole planet.
Everything living?
No, not everything. There must be a point where the mind's not capable of this kind of telepathy, but I don't know where that point is.
But the people can surely...
I don't know. I don't know. One guess is as good as another.
I ribbed you about those telepathic supermen who are going to put us in a zoo as specimens of primitive man, Harv. I wish to heaven we were in a zoo right now.
behind bars, with kids promenading past us, eating candy and watching us do tricks. I'd stand on my head for them cheerfully.
So, where do we go from here? What do we...
Harl! Don't... Tell me if I'm going crazy, will you?
Hey, what?
I think I can see a man sitting on a donkey, riding over this way.
Captain Mack! I made it! I swore I'd lift you off, Kevin! I made it! You're back! And I'm alive!
Oh, who are you?
Where did you come from? What are you doing?
Hold it.
Wait a minute.
I had to follow the
game. Old man, tell us. Tell us how old...
Game went, and I followed.
How old?
But I made it. I swore I'd live till you all came.
Please,
in.
Please, tell me. How old are you?
I guess I'm near enough for 100.
100?
Born the same year the astronaut took off. They called me Lee after the captain.
Well, where are they?
Who?
The people. All the people.
Oh, you mean the rest of the people? Well, they died. I had a couple of buddies to winter for last. Well, that took them. You know, I wasn't even sure I could remember how to talk.
He was born before the generator started.
Yes. Oh, you knew about the generators.
Well, yeah. Well, what did they do, the generators?
Oh, they made telepaths. The children, animals, too. That's why I can't trap them so easy now.
But what happened to the telepath?
They grew up. Some of them. They were okay as kids. I had a couple myself. People kept hoping that the effects would all die away. Here, my boy, when he got to be 15 or 20, I can't rightly remember.
But why did they die? What killed them? Was it something else besides the telepathy?
Oh, no. The telepathy killed them, of course. It was bound to. Some of them shot themselves or hanged themselves or whatever, but most of them just died.
But then why should they?
Because people have got bad minds. Why else? Well, I guess you all know what you're like if you look at yourselves deep down and honest. Liars, cheats, murderers, I guess we're all like that. Now, what comes out of our mouths has been, through a filter. But there were no filters for the telepath. It hit them and kept on hitting them all the time. They knew everything. Every thought in every person. Every desire, the better any one of them was, the quicker it killed him. Yes. The girls lived longer as a rule, though.
So, that's how it was. But was it a fixed mutation? Could there be isolated outposts of the telepaths and their children?
Oh, their children. The ones who grew up and have never married.
Well, why not?
You ever try falling in love with yourself?
After thousands and thousands of years, it comes to this.
But I made it, you see. I knew I would. I had to see you come back. So things could start again, you see.
Start again? What do you mean, old man?
They called me Lee, after the captain. I knew all about the flight. I saw the records. That you had 2 women in the crew. Things can start again now.
Yeah. 2 women. Subnavigator Mary Rogers. Assistant medic Lucy Perino. Aged, respectively, 52 and 54.